Money Mo. I wreck the mic like a pimp shows. Here's how it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I shape this, you'll take this, I'm kinda fiendish. You wish that you could come into my neighborhood. Meaning my mental state, still I'm 5'8". Crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it over.
Cause I'm out of
the world, so get lost. The brother who will make you change opinion. The man that's in them when it's time to kick shit from the heart. Cause I get a piece of the action, feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Jump full guns when they feel afraid. Too late when they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise out on the expressway. Leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Blonde's got hate. Clips are inserted into my gun so I can take the money, never have to run.
My Philly at home, do you have another? I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track? Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete all of the wick-whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Hey, yo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You hear we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide bright flavor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same. He knows my name, smooth. I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my speed is prosperous and pure knowledge expands from my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, cause smooth beat will never bite. Bite.
Dark fucking days. I just mean the weather. I don't mean. I don't mean the actual darkness. I mean the actual darkness. It is just so grim outside. Getting dark at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, something like that. Like, it hasn't been rainy, it's just been extremely overcast, foggy, just, you know. It's hard to get up in the morning. You kind of, you know, open up the curtains, and it's just like, all right, that barely made anything lighter in here. Daddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose your hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama. But I really got beatings with the girl of trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl. Let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he won't down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. Well, mama got wise to the game. The youngest of 5 kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative. For the woman, a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do. When they reminisce over you, my God. I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother taking care of this, to who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. 5 kids at 21, believe you got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese mother at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen out, that's where you're wrong. You give a man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a
jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. But this man, the cuss, hear it all in verbatim, telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, kick sips of the blue. Where they reminisce over you, for real. I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. I take the first letter out of each man. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R, oh, why? How did you and I meet in front of big crews fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, hope you still ain't got the latest. I tried to be live cause I got no choice. And run my own business like my aunt Joyce. So keep rock hit me, no respect you. With the reminisce over you.
Got loyalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got four red pieces on my DNA. I got power.
So many cars passing me because we're all stuck behind a truck. Here we go.
I was born like this, is born like this. See magic lick.
Oh man.
Like this, Michelle, she wasn't up. I don't contemplate. I meditate it off your fucking head. This that put the kiss to bed. This that I got realness. I just know she cuts it in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, they call the tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. Use a bitch, you almost probably switch inside your DNA. All that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitched. Heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist. Burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my better be most definitely. Don't tolerate the fun. Shit I've been through probably offend you. This is Barnes, oldest son. I know murder, conviction, runners, boosters, burgers, ballers, dead. Redemption's got us, father's dead. We're kids and I was dead. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldiers DNA. Born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second. Hotel, we can't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I feel so well, he caught will in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and excellent with an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you were? And passiveness, to struck my knock. And that's a riff for me, this case. The reason my power's here. Salute the truth for the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty. It's not my this is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money, the power, the maker, I'm emeritus. Tell me something, these motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather not listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA is abomination. This how way, this way, you win the matrix. That's your footage, we can push it someone. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the filler. Sipping from a crowd, he's walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors. Peaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather goes. Only Lord knows, I've been going out. Dodging paparazzi, creeping through the cameras. Eating $4, rock, wearing sandals. Sugar on the money, stretching to the bed. I'm watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes.
motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light of scale. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, I did it.
Like a bitch is supposed to. That show is like junk and post to a crazy motherfucker on the street.
I find myself, whenever the price of fucking Bitcoin swings hard one way or the other, I go look at that subreddit. I go look at their subreddit for the Bitcoins. And it seems like without fail, you find fucking people just posting fucking image me, like one way or the other. It's fucking all their fucking bullshit, macho fucking Wall Street, greed is good, fucking boiler, you know, like all that fucking shit. All your fucking Glengarry, Glen Ross coming out of the fucking woodwork. And it just paints such a specific picture of the type of person who, you know, like whatever, Bitcoin's Bitcoin, right? It's just currency. But people that are trying, that are like trying to live a fucking culture around it. It's just like, man, fucking fuck the fuck off. Seems like the fucking saddest shit. And whatever, yeah, like, oh yeah, they're making a ton of money, great.
Thank you. little sugar daddy. Tricking and telling girls.
I said you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Stacks on deck and Patron on ice. We can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. I gas up a jet for you tonight, baby, you can go wherever you like. I said you can go wherever you like. Yeah. Anytime you want to, pick up the telephone. You know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. The ones you can get it, my dear, $5 million home drop business, I swear. Yeah, I want your body, need your body. As long as you got me, you won't need nobody. And I gotta go get it out by. Tell the mother broke nigga be quiet. Stacks on deck and Patron on ice. We can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah. Late night sex so wet and so tight. I gas up a jet for you tonight. Baby, you can go wherever you like. I said you can go wherever you like.
I heard if you post a video of yourself eating a Tide Pod, YouTube will monetize your channel instantly. You don't have to hit the new requirements. It's just, you know, sweet money to be made.
Show y'all who the fuck I am. The Jews is flirting me, damned if if I'm hurting. Legend in two games like I'm Pee Wee Kirkland. Platinum on the block with consistent hits. While Pharrell keep talking this music shit. Chick topless, doing a buck six with me in the cockpit. Grinding cousin, I got holes for a dozen, even 11.5 if I see you keep it coming in my way.
I don't know what to make of this YouTube thing.
I can't swear I won't change. Excuse me if my wealth got me full of myself. Cocky, something that I just can't help. Especially when I'm 20s and spinning like
it seems like something that probably simplifies YouTube's business. They're making fewer but larger payments instead of, you know, like it's the thing that like Twitch ran into. It's the stuff that Patreon ran into with, you know, them trying to change the way they calculate fees and all that other stuff, you know, like where's the burden of paying those fees lie and all that other stuff. You know, I'm sure at some point YouTube just wants to have fewer transactions and probably to like fucking inspire people like to, hey, if you want to try to make money at this thing, like try it for real. Don't just like do a fuck around and then try to make a little bit of money here and there. Like if you're serious about it, get serious about it. Like I, which is weird. I don't know.
Anything less is just a goddamn shame. Guess the way my watch got blue chips in the face. Block with two ticks.
But also, like, that's, you know, I feel like that's the trajectory for a lot of user-generated content-focused companies. That's what MP3.com did. Not directly like this, but, like, you know, with MP3.com, there was a hard pivot at some point from, like, so that site used to be independent artists. It was like, hey, upload your music to MP3.com, and we'll give you a page, and hey, we'll even burn CDs and sell them for you if you want to do that, and shit like that. And they broke all the, it was neat, they broke all the like, popularity charts down by region. So you'd be like, oh, well, I'm the number two band in this town, or whatever the fuck it was. And then, like, they did a deal with Ice-T and with Eminem, and, like, they, you know, this is around 99, 2000, something like that, where, like, suddenly songs from fucking extremely well-known artists were appearing on the site, and suddenly the site's, like, desire or room to promote independent artists immediately flew to the back of the fucking line. And it was sad, you know, because that was like a fun thing, but at the same time I look at it and go like, yeah, I bet you made zero money and lost money. I mean, whatever. I mean, at some point MP3.com was sold to a company now known as CBS. After trying that stuff and that stuff not necessarily working out too much either. And so, yeah, it was just a very, like, you look at it and go like, yeah, okay, I see why you might not make money distributing, like, MP3s to tens of listeners per band, and then, you know, are those bands going to make any money off this or whatever? I feel like YouTube is just a similar version of that same story, right? Except that a lot of their biggest accounts are kind of homegrown, or you know, people that blew up directly on their platform that are now the big guys, instead of having to bring in, I mean, they certainly have brought in a lot of other companies and brands and stuff too, but so, like, on one hand, like, I look at it and go, like, yeah, I get it. I get why you would make these moves. on the other, I really feel for people that are like kind of on that cusp. But I wonder, you know, if they are on that cusp, like, would it take them that much more work to kind of get on the other side of the line and then kind of not have to worry about it anymore? I don't know. You know, Twitch is not that different in the grand scheme of things. Like, now they have, like, all those achievements in place that, like, show you, like, oh, if you complete these four achievements, we'll let you sign up to be an affiliate. And if you hit these next set of achievements, that means you're qualified to apply for partnership. And then when you go hit, like, the apply for partnership button, there's a whole page that is like, we expect you to be broadcasting 3 days a week. We expect you to be, you know, doing this, this, and this, and stuff that, like, is well above and, you know, like, beyond what they claimed the requirements were when they built these achievements. But, you know, the thing is the same. It's like, hey, if you want to make money off our platform, we ask you to be serious about using our platform. Like, that's I think, what Twitch wants for their partners. And then, you know, and they added that affiliate tier, which seems like, hey, this is for people that don't necessarily meet this next, like, tier of requirements. Like, you can still pretty much make the same amount of money. It's just, like, less prestigious or something. I don't know what the differences are. Like, it feels like the main differences are, like, hey, transcoding is, like, guaranteed if you're a partner, but not if you're, like, it's you know, as available if you're an affiliate. I think that stuff is weirdly built on Twitch. I think it's just a bunch of Mamma Jahambo. And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't really see, like, I feel for the people that are kind of caught in the lurch, who thought YouTube was one thing, and Omar are maybe now realizing it is not the thing they thought it was. But yeah, that's the type of business YouTube is trying to run, right? So it's. It's shitty, but yes, I understand exactly why they would make those moves and like, what, you know, like, they, YouTube's a business. You know, it's, YouTube's not obligated to do business with any single person that uses their platform. Like, they, you know, they can pick and choose. And yeah. Fuck what you heard. It's what you hear it. It's what you hear and listen. It's what you hear and listen. It's what you hear and listen. X gon' give it to ya. Fuck, wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to ya. Knock, knock, open up the door and smell. It's a non-stop pop out from stainless steel. No heart getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make the motherfucker wonder if you dare. Damn, why can I do it again? Yeah, I am like some gots to win. Break bread with the enemy. I break bread when I break who's enemy. You motherfuckers never wanna know what your life say. Bitch, that's on a life day. I'm living down, down. Make a nigga sit freeze. I won't be the one ending up on his knees, bitch, please. But the only thing you can't steal is came out to play. Stay out my way, motherfucker. We gonna rock, then we gonna fall. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. But X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. But we gonna rock. Thank you. But yeah, I mean, like, the people that are out there now saying, like, oh man, YouTube doesn't care about small creators. Like, yeah. They don't. I mean, yeah. Like, they're, you know, it's Google. They're in the business of making a lot of money, not a little money, you know? So, you know, they're going to do things that, you know, make it easier for them to run their business and are better at promoting these kind of their best bets for making money and getting advertisers in and all this other stuff. And remnant inventory on whatever videos you got is not, like, sexy, you know, especially with, you know, the ad market doing what it's doing. Blowing up, getting blocked, all this other stuff. You know, I think you're finding the advertisers are kind of catching on a little bit and being like, no, like if I'm buying ads on YouTube, I want to buy them on channels watched by this specific type of person because that's who I'm trying to target and all this other stuff. And if YouTube is like, oh yeah, we can get to those people, but, you know, also we'll just make sure that X number of random people see your stuff on all these smaller channels, like, that's not, for better or worse, that is not sexy inventory. That is not ad inventory that, like, an advertiser is fucking stoked to be running on. Especially, you know, in light of some of the fucked up shit people have been putting on YouTube and having be monetized and stuff like that. You know, racist views, you know, just a lot of fucking fucked up shit. So this moves like this kind of, you know, make that headache go away for YouTube a little bit. It makes it easier for them to police their shit if they're just like, no, we're not putting any ads on this stuff. And you know, again, I think it's there are a lot of fucking good people getting caught in the lurch on that sort of shit. And I think that sucks. But those are the same headwinds that the entirety of the internet is facing, just kind of in a slightly different way, you know? Like, what is the ad market? I was reading, there's an article going around yesterday about Instagram scams that are liking each other's posts so that those posts get served up higher in an algorithm because they've got a bunch of unrealistic ad targets to hit with their sponsored posts. And you just read it and you're like, yeah, no, that is unsustainable. Like, that eventually all crumbles down because it's based on an algorithm that, you know, it's people taking advantage of an algorithm to basically commit fraud. And so as soon as that stuff gets cleaned up, then that whole thing is gone. And you've taken a bunch of advertisers, you've taken a bunch of their money, and then made them realize that they were fools for investing in ads in this space. And so you're scaring away all the advertisers from, you know, like, eventually, not right now, but, you know, like, eventually that just has this knock-on effect of, like, advertisers are skittish to do any kind of social marketing influencer campaign. They're skittish about advertising on Instagram because, like, Instagram or whoever, you know, whatever ad network they go to that promises them these impressions says, we got you these impressions, we got you 15 million eyeballs looking at this fucking thing. And then they look at the results of, like, a click campaign or call to action or, you know, some kind of offer code thing and go, like, these results are fucking dog shit. It's like, oh, well, that's because we, you know, we sold you the targeted ones. Like, oh, this fashion Instagram account posted your thing just like we said, but then all the other accounts in our network that reposted it to get the scale that you were looking for are reposting it to users that have no interest in your product. And so the results are shit, and then they go like, well, why would I fucking spend more money on this other than that people keep telling me that it's the biggest thing and I gotta be a part of it and blah blah blah, like, okay, I've been a part of it and it's not doing anything for us, so why would I keep spending my dollars buying ads for this? And you know, I think that pockets of YouTube end up in a similar situation. You know, obviously, like, you know, a lot of people, you know, MCNs will sell their own ads and stuff like that. You know, instead of just the generic kind of YouTube monetization. And then you've got, you know, whatever's going to happen with Facebook. Like, it's a fucking fascinating time for publishing on the internet right now because, like, I think it's all about to get real bad, and it's been bad. Because of the stuff that Zuckerberg wrote about, like, hey, we've fucking put too many brands in your newsfeed. It's bad. Like, at the same time that they're rolling out, like, new video platforms, you've got the fucking founder of this thing out there saying, yeah, we need to show you more stuff from your friends and family and not keep crapping up your stuff with news and stuff from brands and all this other stuff. Like, at the minute that, like, a bunch of brands finally, like, went, like, all in on Facebook, like, nope, this is our strategy. We're running a separate content pipeline over here. We're doing all this. We got this team, blah, blah, blah. Like, you've got the founder out there saying, that is totally not the way we should be running Facebook anymore, and we'll be willing to take the hit and lose a bunch of money to get out of it or whatever. But, like, you know, like, WWE's first fucking video show on Facebook was last night, I think, right? So, you know, if Facebook's not going to promote that stuff, and there's, like, multiple ways that video gets served on Facebook, and they still have their, like, what is it, the watch tab at the bottom, you know, where you're like, oh, here's a bunch of videos that you don't want to watch. So, you know, you have a lot of companies that, like, realize, like, oh, there's money to be made by growing our Facebook presence. And now I would not be surprised if like, teams that focused in on that really heavily are now fucking scared as fuck. They probably should be, because if nothing else, it's the realization of, like, hey, your whole business is built on someone else's business, and the minute your, like, the minute their business interests no longer align with yours, you're done. They fucking own the house you're in. They have the fucking keys to your business. And that, you know, I don't think Facebook will 100% walk away from doing video deals and all this other stuff similar to what they've been doing, but if they're not going to promote it, why would you do it? Like, the whole reason you do a deal with Facebook, unless they're, like, paying, you know, like, they've certainly paid some people to be like, hey, we want to launch this platform, we want some launch partners, we're gonna spread some money around, so we're going to, obviously, they're paying WWE to make this fucking programming. And, you know, for WWE, it's like, okay, well, this is, like, money for us, but also, like, another platform. Like, maybe this is a good way for us to kind of get a bigger foothold on this incredibly popular platform. And maybe this pays off for us in multiple ways. We get the money from Facebook, but also, you know, we keep making money from selling ads on Facebook, blah, 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 all this other stuff. You know, network subscriptions for WWE, whatever the fuck you got. Yeah, I don't think they'll stop doing those deals, but again, like, if they're not tilting the algorithm in your favor because you did this deal with them, then what are you actually getting out of it long term? Other than continuing to build a presence on someone else's platform. Streamers were crushing VH1 shows. Yeah, no, totally. In terms of numbers, yeah. That was always the thing that, like, kind of back at GameSpot's height when I was there, or I don't actually, their numbers are fine, but when we hit our highest point during my run there, you know, the millions of people that were viewing that site in a month dwarfed the readership of any print magazine that was out there. And we got kind of a chip on our shoulder about it, because it was like, we were getting all that, but like still, print magazines would get the big exclusives, and print magazines were getting treated, you know, like very differently by the industry compared to us. And yeah, it's just, you know, it was an establishment versus upstart thing, right? Like, yeah, maybe there's just a little bit more money in print right now because of momentum. And now that is not the case. I'm surprised that you haven't seen more, or haven't really seen any big YouTube channels try to get off the platform completely. I mean, if there have been any, I don't know of any, but it was something we talked about a few years ago with some of the some of the deals we were looking to do, some of the other stuff that we had going on, and just, you know, it meant I was spending a lot of time looking at YouTube and looking at the people there and what was going on, and a lot of YouTubers moved to Twitch. I mean, yeah, that's, yeah. But, you know, the thing you always hear is that the audiences on YouTube and Twitch are incredibly fickle because they're presented with infinite possibilities for what they could be watching. You know? And so the question always became like, okay, if you had a big, successful YouTube channel and you pulled it off of YouTube and said, like, okay, we're over here now. We launched our own site. We're doing this. Or, you know, or, hey, we're moving to this other platform or whatever it is. Like, how much of your audience could you retain? And how many of them would just be like, oh, well, that channel hasn't updated lately. That's weird. Anyway, I'm watching all the other ones I watch. I've totally forgot about them. They're done. Dead. History. Like, they're invisible now. Twitch is the Wild West with IRL. Most of that stuff is just softcore porn. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Twitch did a deal with fucking TNA to show wrestling. You know, what the fuck is Twitch? And Twitch has probably realized that, like, hey, you know, like, we're not going to be able to make a bunch of money off of Twitch channels that have 8 people watching them. You know, for the same reasons as, like, advertisers don't find that inventory to be attractive. So what's the big swings they can take as a business to try to bring on, you know, to get this fucking shit big and money-making the way they want it to be? Yeah, Twitch is Justin TV again. Yeah, you're right. Remember when they launched Twitch, they were like, no fucking, you gotta be playing games. And now we're shutting down Justin TV, so you know, like, you gotta be playing games. And now suddenly, bought by Amazon, looking for growth wherever they can find it, doing all these big deals. Like, yeah, naturally. Everybody's got to get on Caffeine TV. Whatever the fuck other streaming services are out there.
Connect. I said, pop your ass, wash all due respect. He said, well, nigga, then show me how it all makes sense. Go figure, motherfucker, every verse is a brick. Your son, dope, nigga. Now reap what you sow, nigga.
Please reap what you sow.
I was born in 87, my granddaddy a legend. Now the same shit that y'all was smoking is my profession. Let's get it.
Alright, tunnel looking real bad today. There are cars, like I'm gonna say, a length of about nine cars, like, yeah, about nine cars sticking out of the back of the tunnel. Alright, I'm gonna go around this fucker. Twitch feels like it's trying to figure out what the fuck Twitch is. You'd think it would be easy, but no, it's super not. At the scale that they want to operate at, and you know, being bought by Amazon, and the what I assume the pressures that eventually come from that, or the freedom and the pressure, I guess, right? The freedom of, like, hey, Amazon has enough money to, you know, you've got some time to figure shit out. I don't know, it feels like it's, like, growing in like, a zillion different directions at the same time with, like, stuff like this TNA deal, I feel like is, like, you look at it and go, like, yeah, alright. Thank you. But I don't know, like, you know, with what TNA's numbers are, like, I wonder what that deal looks like. If it's like... I wonder if any money changed hands, or if TNA is so down to the dumps that they're just like, if we exclusively stream on your platform, will you promote it? And we can just, you know, we can sell ads on it and try to, can we just do that? Or if Twitch is out there buying up rights to content like that. I guess I'd have no idea what the deal looks like, but honestly, when it comes to TNA, I would not be shocked if it was trivial for Twitch to be like, sure, you can stream to Twitch. We let a lot of people stream to Twitch. Time to get ultra blue. Treat Twitch like public access TV. Yeah, exactly. That's, yes. Twitch and YouTube. Public access TV. It's part of the charm. I was very excited when we started doing public access TV. I was like 17 or something, 16, 17. Public access still exists in my town. I don't, you know, you'd have to get like regular cable to get it, I guess. So I will never see it, but. They have a production facility and cameras, and you can go and make a TV show and put it on television. And I find that quaint. And hilarious. Wow. I'm still kind of curious to, like, thinking about how Twitch will, well, whatever. It sounds like their Overwatch stuff is doing numbers, but they still paid a lot of fucking money for that, so the BattleNet client only lets you stream to Facebook, right? Like streaming directly out of the client, and they add that at some point. But isn't it like just Facebook streaming? Yeah. I wonder if that changes to Twitch at some point as part of the wider deal around the Overwatch stuff, or if Twitch gets added to that list, because I'm InfoWars launcher. Great, great. I think stuff is really good. Like, the tools are good. Quality seems good. It's like, they do the transcoding stuff that Twitch only does for affiliates. Right? So, like, their latency's gotten good. But, like, YouTube's gaming thing... Remember that? Launched a separate sub thing for game? That sure went places. I think at some point they realized, like, oh, I mean, you just, you know, people can stream on YouTube. Like, we don't, you know, it doesn't mean anything, like, I'm surprised that page still exists, or those pages, like the gaming.youtube or whatever. And their database is bad. Damn it. Which their database is used on the back end, like you see on YouTube videos that sometimes you'll see like a box shot of a game. Like that stuff. Is, you know, on the back end, you can tag your video to a game if you want, or it'll try to infer it from the title of the video if you're putting it up as a gaming video. But if it gets wrong, you can always like punch in a game name. But like, they're missing huge swaths of fucking stuff, big and small, like you know, new and old games that like you look at and you're like, I don't understand why this isn't here. Like, clearly you know, you're Google, you have access to whatever the fuck data. Oh, you fucking, this is, you are a shit show. You are a garbage person, driver. You drive a bad. Periscope will work with GoPros, apparently. Apparently you can tether your phone to the GoPros, like the GoPro puts out a Wi-Fi network, you connect to that, it gets the camera feed, and then Periscope pushes it out. And I was like, oh man, that'd be kind of cool. Like, what if... And then I started getting fucking bad ideas about, like, what if I took a fucking GoPro and mounted it like a dash cam and then started live streaming video and audio? To Periscope instead of... I'm gonna go. I'll see you later. Have a fantastic day.